No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Keith. We are at the NBAA show today, broadcasting from the show floor. Give you a little glimpse behind the curtain of this very cool business aviation event. A lot of jets on display, a lot of cool stuff, lifestyles of the rich and famous. They got it here at the show down at the convention center. Now, Keith, are you excited about what we're standing in front of right now as much as I am?
Well, I'm probably not quite as excited as you are, but
this is my future plane.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, the Kodiak.
Without my credit card, though.
I don't know about that. Just give it to me. Trust me. Come on, that's all you got to do. The Kodiak 100, the version 2 of this flying vehicle, is on display. And what caught my eye immediately, and I think it was a sign, they have a red and white paint scheme that kind of looks like a giant dive flag. And obviously, my ultimate plane will be used to fly down through the Caribbean and get to all these cool dive sites that I want to do with me and my dive team and do this. And oh my gosh, I think it is a sign. You think?
It is a sign. You need to do this, but first you need to learn to fly.
Okay, there's that. We'll get to that eventually, but I'm telling you what, this is great motivation. Now, I got John and I got Ryan. They work with Mid-Continent. Is it again?
Ryan Reed, Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
And you guys do what?
We manufacture, overhaul, and repair aircraft instruments and avionics, along with power supplies, inverters, and we actually supply the USB ports to this great aircraft right here.
Oh, very nice. So not only do you do that, but you ended up buying one of these. You got one of the first production models of this new version of the Kodiak, right?
We did. We're just a couple serial numbers in of the Series 2 of the Kodiak, and John was nice enough to help us out to get that done.
John, how did that happen?
Well, I mean, every sales process is pretty long. This started about a year and a half ago with the principal of their company, Todd Winter, and they were looking to upgrade from the Bonanza that they had, which is a very good airplane, but they want something with more room, more weather capability, safer operating parameters and all of that, something that burned Jet A, I think, you know, from that perspective. So they ended up, it took about a year, and he's been following the airplane, I think, since its introduction over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
he, me too, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people have. And it's a very mature product now compared to what it was 10 years ago. And they finally just decided it was time to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Now, this is like a sport utility vehicle in the sky. Is that a great description of the Kodiak?
It's actually, yes, it is, but it's a multi-role aircraft. As Ryan will attest to, we went and did some backcountry flying with it just a few weeks ago down in northern Ozarks, taking it into very challenging backcountry strips, the kind of strips that only, you know, a lot of times Cubs will go into and things like that. You can take this 10-passenger airplane. On the other side of it, I've done missions where I've flown straight into Midway, mixing it up with the airliners. You can do that too. So it really is a multi-role aircraft. But the sexiness of it is the STOL competitions and landing it out in the backcountry.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the takeoff and the landing capability of this aircraft is remarkable. And I assume that, is that what drew you to it, or was it the fact that you could carry so much stuff in it, like camping gear, going out in the backcountry and stuff like that, Ryan?
That might have been to the side. I think primarily we're using it for company travel.
Oh, yes, exactly. You got to do that, too.
We're flying it around, visiting our customers, going to trade shows, even demoing some things here and there. So that's its primary role. And we're able to get 5, 6, 8 people in there and go for 6 hours. Well, usually 3, depending on how long people can sit. But
right.
So, you know, it's a great airplane. It's a ruggedized, and it's easy to fly. It really is. It's like a large trainer. The safety that's built in and the redundancy. I mean, these guys, they took the Part 25 mentality. They surveyed all those mission and backcountry pilots, and they put it all into one platform. And it's something that I think everybody's pretty surprised when they get in there and they fly it, and they really enjoy the capabilities of the airplane.
Very nice. Now, is this the plane you guys have? Is this the one? Is this yours?
Ours is over at the airport, but okay. It looks just like that. Ours is
same color. Okay, I was going to say, you got a blue color scheme.
Red, white, and blue.
Nice.
But yeah, it's got everything on there. It's pretty sweet.
So how much would this one break me for there, John?
For you, we'd have a special deal.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I got a special deal with Keith's credit card. We just got to talk him out of it. Right, Keith?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So the aircraft base price is $2,150,000. Okay. But there are a lot of options. There's cargo pods, there's TKS systems and oxygen systems and higher-end interiors. This is kind of a more decked-out aircraft, and
right.
This is going to be about $2.55 million.
Okay, and this is the red and white scheme. Are they all, they have the same paint scheme but just different colors, or what? Because it's kind of like a, you know, there's a split through the middle of the fuselage and all that kind of stuff.
You can still get the older paint scheme, which has some more of the stripes and traditional. This is a little bit edgier,
right.
And there's probably 20 different configurations. It's the same scheme, but different colors.
Got it. All right. So, Ryan, I know you guys got the plane for your company. What about how this thing flies? Because you've been going through all the training to actually fly it, and I assume you're going to be the pilot in command of this vehicle for the company, or
sure.
What?
Yep. So I'm lucky enough to get to fly it around and travel and visit our customers with it. The first step definitely was to get a little bit of time with somebody like John here. He's also a great pilot. First 10 hours or so that the insurance required, and it came to me pretty quickly.
Yeah. So I was training in a 172. You're saying it flies similar to something like that, only bigger and heavier?
It's a little heavier than
right.
that, but I'll tell you, the concept, the airspeeds and everything, you're looking at the same stuff. It's very easy to fly. That they have a wing on it, and it's a very special wing. It's a discontinuous leading edge.
Yeah, it looks really weird. It looks like disjointed or something.
It almost does, and what that does is creates a better airflow at lower airspeeds, and you can maintain that controllability as you get closer to a stall with your ailerons, right? So it's just better control at lower airspeeds, and it's a great airplane. First thing you want to do, though, is get over to Parkwater Aviation.
Yeah.
And they'll train you in their simulator. They'll go through all the systems, emergency procedures, and you'll get real comfortable with flying the airplane.
And that's the Quest, instructional area or place that they...
Yeah, they're a partner. They're Parkwater Aviation is in Spokane, Washington, so just up the way from Sandpoint, Idaho. And they do a really good job and have a nice curriculum.
Yeah, maybe I can learn how to fly one, and then if I learn how to fly it, then they'll give it to me.
Well,
but does it work like that?
They have one out there that you can fly. You can rent it for some time if yours hasn't come in yet, or you're not ready to fly it up there to fly it with them.
I like that idea.
Or if Keith's credit card bounces.
Yeah.
Well. Yes. Never. Trust me, I've tried it many times. It's went through every single time. I love it. But, yeah, that sounds like something we got to do. What about that, John? As far as for someone just learning to fly, like me, I don't have my private pilot yet. Would you have to have that before you even attempted to get in this plane, or could you actually start off running, learning in a plane like this?
So from a legal standpoint, there's no reason why you can't learn in this aircraft. I mean, the FAA will allow you to do that from day one. Would I start as my first airplane? I may not do it, mainly just because it's burning jet A and it's a 10-passenger airplane.
Right.
Could you? Absolutely. There's no reason why you couldn't. The airspeeds on it are, especially in the pattern environment,
yeah,
are very slow. 100 on downwind, 80 or 90 on base, 80, 75 on final, maybe even slower when you're doing the backcountry stuff. So you'll find
you're rotating something like this on what?
You're rotating standard between 50 and 55. If you're really getting after it, we competed with one last year in the Texas Stoll Roundup, and we were rotating much lower than that in the aircraft when you're really, really working it. But 50 to 55 is about when you normally start rotating it. 1,000 feet gross weight takeoff run in this airplane. So you can literally go any place you want to go and take your friends with you.
I love this idea. I think I ought to just learn in something like this. It sounds like you're only limited by Keith's credit card, because
yeah,
it's just a financial thing. What do you say? Are you going to support me, Keith?
I have been for years, Greg.
Right? Yes. Why would you stop now?
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about your background, Ryan. What kind of flight time do you have? What ratings do you have?
Sure,
things
sure.
like that.
So I started out, I was 18, so however many years ago, in college, and I went to school for it. Got through all private pilot, commercial, multi and instrument, of course, and I'm also a flight instructor and CFII. So I've taught a lot of people to fly and have gotten the opportunity to fly quite a few airplanes.
Well, are you going to be teaching people how to fly this thing back at the company or no?
We'll see.
I don't think he's going to release that long.
That's right. I understand. This is your fun craft.
Right now our CEO, Todd, is getting back in there and renewing some of his old memories of flight and getting current again. So that is somewhat happening right now. So, yeah.
But
so
you already
how many hours do you have, Ryan?
Just over 1,500.
That's quite a bit.
But it goes to show that you don't have to have, say, my experience in order to learn how to fly this airplane. It's a very easy airplane to fly.
I like the sound of this. On a personal note, where do you want to go backcountry-wise here, Ryan?
On the way back home between here and Wichita, Kansas, is Bird's Adventure Center. And so we're going to try to drop in there. They're having a big fly-in.
Well, you'll have to tell us all about it here on a future episode of the show. Appreciate it, guys, and look forward to you coming back and let me fly this sometime.
Thanks, Craig.
Ben, oh, we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio from MBAA next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne, for pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith. We are wandering the aisles of the NBAA show. And really cool stuff. I mean, we're going to be looking for that Terrafugia airplane. That plane car is on display here in the middle of the show. We're going to get to that in just a bit. But we've stopped off at our friends at Avidyne. Tammy is with us from Avidyne. How are you, Tammy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're swell. Excellent. Aren't we, Keith?
Absolutely. Yeah, how can you not be here?
Exactly. I mean, it's everybody and anybody who's in the business aviation world is here, including Avidyne, which you are finally representing. And your friend David is with us. And I think we've had you on the show before, too, haven't we, Dave?
Yes, we have.
You know, is it Sun and Fun, or maybe?
Actually, no. It was with another company altogether with a whole other flight deck.
Really? Okay, well, we'll leave that one alone. So, and just focus on...
Way to stick your foot in it, Greg.
Well, hey, that's just what I do, right? So, okay. Yeah, he goes, you look familiar. And I'm like, yes, you may have seen me on the wall at the post office,
So after the show, I'll remind you.
Okay, fair enough. All right, fair enough, David. All right, so, but what is Avidyne doing here at MBAA?
So, this year at MBAA, it's really exciting for Avidyne in that we're... really bringing a market to market for Avidyne, a product that's specifically focused to the Class 3 Part 23, Class 4 Part 23, and looking at the Part 25 market for very specific customers here at this show. So we've announced our CJ projects for the Citation Jets, all the way to the 525 number one, all the way all to the CJ3. Includes the 1+, 2+. So it's really exciting. Couples well with the ProLine 21 flight decks.
I'm hearing a lot of numbers right now, David. Understood. So Keith, can you translate?
So what he's saying here is that our audience, although they understand everything you're saying, Greg does not. So
well,
he needs
just
you
a
to
few.
Understand. He needs you to explain to him.
Well, no, that's why I went to you, Keith.
Class 3 and 4 is.
No, those are different type of aircraft, right?
Well, they're the business jets.
Right.
So like a small Piper Navajo is a Part 23 airplane, but it's a Class 1, Class 2 airplane, light, under 6,000 pounds, stuff like that. So this is a turbine market. So whenever you start getting into the turbine market, that's what this product that we have with glass enablement is actually designed to serve, is that turbine market with the professional level flight management systems and the big glass. And we've figured out a very creative, low-cost way to interface with those flight decks, giving those customers a more affordable ADS-B entrance and some features that they didn't previously have.
Like, got it. Well, just like Captain Dennis got his Mooney 201, he got a full upgrade with all Avidyne gear for his single piston airplane.
Right.
You're doing it for the jets here at NBAA.
So exactly. So whenever you look at that proportionally, that Mooney 201 really has more capabilities and more approach capabilities and more en route capabilities than, say, a legacy Collins ProLine 21 Citation.
Mm-hmm.
So Avidyne's figured out a way to upgrade their software and get into that market and give those customers the same legacy great features that Avidyne's brought to the lower market, bring it up, and still keep the price extremely affordable to do that.
Very nice. So in Avidyne's case, does it come from GA and then into this, or vice versa? It sounds like you're just saying it comes from GA, and then you're giving some of those cool things, the people like Dennis and folks that have upgraded their Avidyne products, and bringing that into the jets. Am I right?
Right. So we didn't really come up. So Avidyne's been a unique case. Avidyne actually took a very serious flight management product and simplified it down into the market that, you know, a good pilot in a great airplane, general aviation airplane, can use. So in order to come back into this market, we just enabled more of those features that we didn't necessarily need in the lower market. So we always had them when we started. We pared it down, and then we brought it back up.
Very nice. And Keith has been, well, he's been dabbling with some Cirrus airplanes right now, and you just found out some pretty cool news, right?
We just found out that there's an upgrade to the older Avidyne system for the older Cirruses that came stock with that Avidyne system initially.
Yeah, so there's a new upgrade for that just came out a couple weeks ago, and people that have their aircraft can upgrade their software, and then they have the latest and greatest feature kind of thing, or what?
So for the Cirrus family, they understand the first generation Integra flight decks, and then Avidyne had the R9 system, which was a big upgrade to that flight deck.
Yeah.
And essentially what you're seeing in our IFD series is all those R9 features that were developed have been brought into our IFD 540, 440, and 550. So that's where this technology is actually coming from, is that R9. So now with our recently announced upgrade to the older Cirruses that are non-R9, by installing our IFDs and updating the software to the panels, you're getting a lot of those R9 features that you did not have in the Garmin-equipped radios and whatnot for the Cirruses.
And I'm guessing those customers appreciate that, don't they?
The R9 was wildly popular, no longer available for upgrade. Now with the IFDs, you're getting all the good features at a very much reduced price from what R9 was.
Yeah, and that was news to you, Keith, right?
It was news to me, yes. And it good news, though, because it has a lot more functionality in it.
Absolutely. Well, that's great stuff. Tammy, come over here. I got to ask you because, you know, she started working with Avidyne, what, about a year ago? Is that right? Or longer?
6 months.
Six, not even that. So, you know, the Avidyne family is kind of new to her. But as far as the NBAA, this is kind of like your soul. You came from this world and then kind of worked a little bit more into GA with Avidyne. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. I came from a biz off market. So, you know, being here at NBAA is just natural for me and amongst people that I know very well. And
it's like coming back home?
It is like coming back home.
What's the difference? What do you feel as far as the difference between this type of group of folks or aviation enthusiasts compared to what you see like at Sun and Fun or Air Venture and stuff? I mean, it's a different clientele for sure, but they still have a love for flying, period, right?
They do, but it's a different kind of energy. So the energy that is, you know, still really passionate in the GA market is even more so to me in the biz app market. So it's a different type of clientele that you're dealing with, a little bit more of an enthusiast in the GA market, where in here it's...
This is our business. We've made our profession our passion,
exactly.
Kind of thing, or vice versa. What about that, David? Do you see any difference in that regard, Munch, from your perspective, or what?
So it's like anybody who has a job in the general aviation market. Those guys work to fly, and in this market, they fly for work. So anybody who has a job, mechanic, pilot, anybody, they always want the best tools in the toolbox. And so whenever, for me, being at a show like this, whenever they see something that gives them more for less, and it's a nice, big, shiny tool.
Avidyne's putting the smile on their faces and keeping them excited. It's great stuff. Avidyne.com. Check them out. And we got more coming up from NBAA next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith. We are navigating the aisles of the NBAA show. Just having a good old time. They got flying cars. We're going to go look at one here in just a bit. That Terra Fugia is here. We're going to check that out. But we walked in to an old friend, Maggie, who actually trained me how to fly back in the day, back in the ancient times, I think. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not that old either.
No, you, me. It's been so long since, you know, I was doing my flight training. But she's here. You're wandering the aisles too, right?
Yes. We just got here a couple minutes ago. We've made a lap or two up and down some of the aisles.
Very nice. Now, Keith, kind of you answer to him at Flight Training Professionals, right? He's kind of technically your boss, or do you not look at him like that?
He likes to think so.
Yeah, exactly. But now's your chance to talk smack about him since he's standing right here. Go ahead. What's he like to work for?
He's an incredible man to work for.
Come on, he's a pain in the you know what. Come on, Keith.
Hey, she speaks the truth.
Oh, yes.
His wife signs my paycheck.
All right, well, she's a good business person, and that makes sense being here at the NBAA show. So are you wandering the aisles looking at all these cool business jets thinking, hey, maybe one day I'll get one of these or what?
Oh, yeah, sure. We were kind of impressed with that flying car over there.
Yeah, we're going to go check that out. That's pretty. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah, we were wondering if you can get your driver's license and your pilot certificate both in that one car.
Why not? We'll have to find out. Now, who are you with here?
I'm with one of our other instructors, Chase, and one of our newest CFI hires, Hampton.
Hampton, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
You guys having fun? Is this a whole new experience for you or no?
Well, I was kind of expecting something similar, you know, to all the booths at Oshkosh, but it's a whole different spectrum here.
It's a different thing, a lot more suits.
Yeah.
You know, I came dressed accordingly for what I prefer to be wearing, which is not a suit. How about you there, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, when we were walking in here, we were talking about how we may not be dressed for the occasion.
You can feel a little underdressed, or you could not give a rat's ass.
Well, we know that's where you're at. I mean, that's that goes on.
I'm a fashion plate. I'm trying to think, guys, come down to my level.
But this is definitely a much more upscale show.
They accept us, or they tolerate, maybe is the proper word. All right, let's go check out that flying car. We got that and our friends from 4Flight coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So I get off the plane and I forgot to undo my seatbelt, and I'm pulling the plane through the terminal. And the wings are knocking people over. And then I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman.
They're not broken. They just fold up. I am Greg, your co-pilot here on Just Plain Radio, and I'm standing next to the Terra Fugia. Did I say that right, Keith?
You did say it right.
Yes.
I can't believe it, but you did.
It's the flying car. It has finally arrived. It's here at NBAA. I'm with Chuck from that company. Chuck, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you guys obviously been creating a lot of buzz, I don't know, not for the last year, but the last five.
Right.
And now this thing is actually getting ready to go, or it's in production now and starting to ship next year or something. Is that what we're hearing, or what's the word?
Yeah, so our plan is to we have a target of next summer to get our certification as a light sport, and following that, hopefully by the end of the year, we start making some deliveries, or we make it available to some pilots to come rent some time on the aircraft and get a little training and learn how to fly it.
You know, this obviously has created a lot of buzz. I was walking around the show yesterday, and I walked in front of this, and I thought it was a car. I was kind of like looking down at my feet, walking down the aisle, and I looked out, hey, wait a minute, that's the flying car, that's the Terra Fugia. How about that? It's here. So what is it like to fly? Have you flown it a few times, I'm guessing, or no?
I have not personally flown it, but I would tell you we flew the aircraft, and I might be wrong on the year, I think it was 2016, at the Air Venture, the EAA Air Venture.
Right.
We have some video on our website of the aircraft flying. You can see our pilot doing some pretty neat maneuvers around the show, and, you know, it handles like an airplane. On the road, handled like a car.
Okay, but you haven't been able to do that yourself yet.
I
leave that to the guys who like win the lottery or what?
No. So Phil, our test pilot, was the guy that did most of that flying.
Yeah.
It was an experimental aircraft at the time. The one that we have here at the show, like I said, was one of our test vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It flew for 200 hours in improving runs, and we retired it earlier this year. And unfortunately, we retired it just before I joined.
Of course. It always works that way.
But by the end of this year, we're hoping to have the first vehicle of our production model up in the air, and then, you know, selfishly, I'll get to fly that.
Got it. Well, what about drive it? You could drive it too, couldn't you?
You certainly can.
Will they let you drive this one, or is this grounded even for driving?
It's even grounded for driving. I think we took some of the parts off of this to make some molds and other things for the production.
Understood. All right. So this is the one for, on display, but it's kind of cool. It's like a two-seater. When you walk from the front of it, if you kind of, you know, block out the wings, which it's all set out ready to fly right now, it does kind of look like a small little compact car, wouldn't you say, Keith?
It does. And, you know, this will even fit on I-4.
True. True. But it looks like a fun little vehicle for sure. So how have they described how this thing flies? I mean, you've talked to that test pilot, obviously.
Yeah, they love the performance. It's a very very thick wing, so it has a very short takeoff roll, about 1,600 feet. Gets up in the air. What most people really find amazing, though, is that when the wings are folded up, it's designed to fit in a standard home garage.
Nice.
So, you know, you can, on the technical side, you don't have to pay for hangaring.
Right.
But on the coolness side, you can just walk into your garage, get in your flying car, back out of the driveway, drive to a nearby airport, fold the wings down, and take off.
And that's kind of the, you know, the video that you could Google. It's out there that everybody and their brother has seen now that has any kind of interest in aviation. As far as how, you know, how it flies compared to other aircraft, what about learning it? What are they telling you in that regard?
So we are, as we get closer to our certification and getting the production models built, we are right now designing the training plan. Like I mentioned, the opportunity to possibly rent the aircraft, and we're working with some flight schools to partner with to really do a lot of that training kind of with us. And you know,
what about the driving side? Have you been on I-4 here in Orlando?
I actually grew up in Orlando.
Oh, you did? So you know what I'm talking about. So people could use some help in that regard, driving cars, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you're going to leave that up to the states, I assume. Is that right?
Well, it's funny. We always tell people that to own this and use it, you have to have at least a light sport pilot and a driver's license.
Okay. All right. So, there, you know, once again, the driving side of things you should be able to figure out pretty easily. And this thing will drive on the highway. It'll go up to like 70, 60, whatever. We don't know, or what?
It kind of tops out around 60 miles per hour. So,
okay.
So, you know, driving to a close by airport, you know, you're not going to get in too many car races on the highway.
True. Understood. But it's the start. You never know. That could happen in the next production model. There's already like a version 2 that has like buses and modules and all kinds of things. I see it at the other booth. That's kind of like the next prototype or next step in the Terrafugia thing, or what?
Yeah. Our next step after this one is, I'll call it an eVTOL air taxi four-seat really transportation system.
Right.
Initially, it won't be fully electric. It will actually be powered by electric motors, but those motors will get their juice from a generator. So we'll use a type of turbine generator to create the power to turn the electric props.
Okay. So kind of a hybrid kind of thing.
Kind of a hybrid. And with time, as battery technology develops and gets more capable and reliable, then we'll move it to an all-electric aircraft.
Is this one all-electric? This is all? No.
No, this is a Rotax 912 powered engine. Actually, one of the really interesting things about the aircraft is it does run on premium unleaded gas. And so on multiple occasions with the vehicle here, we pulled into the gas station and started to gas it up. And, of course, everyone at the gas station kind of stops what they're doing and tries to understand what is that thing there. So,
well, you did that here in Orlando for the show?
Not
you mean when
show.
You're doing
when,
the...
When we were testing it, yeah.
Yeah, and they just like, hey, have we been invaded by aliens kind of look kind of thing?
Well, you know... For like 50 years, you know, there's always been this dream of a flying car, and I
who hasn't seen the Jetsons? That's right. Come on,
that's right.
Right.
So
Keith, he doesn't watch TV. Sorry about that, Chuck. He just raised his hand, which goes over great on the radio, but that's a whole other thing. But yes, everybody has seen this, and I've been talking about flying cars since I was yee high. You know, but everybody has wanted this. They also grew up on the Jetsons, and it's amazing it's taken this long. But looks like you guys are going to be the first one to the market. You think? Is that still the plan?
That's the plan. You know, our intention is to be the first, full production flying car that's ever existed, and that's that's where we want to, cement the first part of our history as a company. And it's 50 years overdue. We put our brains to it. There were some shortcuts that we could have taken to get it into service and do it all faster, but we chose the harder path. We we have to get this aircraft certified as an aircraft and as an automobile. So all the highway safety standards, the aircraft has airbags. It's got crumple zones on the front, just like you would find in a car. And, of course, it's got all the features that the FAA requires for making it as safe as it can possibly.
Who's harder to work with, the FAA or the car people?
I have not been involved in those discussions, but from what I've heard, it was a very unique kind of triangular relationship, and it sounded like it was a lot of fun. I think.
And well, everybody wants the flying car, so they're probably enthusiastic to work with you on it. So hopefully next year it'll start shipping. I assume, do you already have deposits on this, like, lined up for years, or do we know?
We do have some. And you know, general guidance, I would say, we're hoping to start delivering some of these to private customers sometime in 2020. Is the realistic time frame.
Number one is who? Can we say it's like some superstar guy that has more money than God? He doesn't want to say. Of course he doesn't want to. I understand.
I was going to say Iron Man, but...
Tony Stark.
That's right.
Has his name on the first one. Okay, that makes sense.
It's not you, Greg. That's
well,
for sure.
If you loan me your credit card...
But even then, you have to have a driver's license and a credit... and a well, not the credit card, because that's mine. Well, a driver's license and a sport pilot. You don't have that.
Well, I got a driver's license.
Do you still have that?
It's suspended, but that's a whole other thing. All right, TerraFugia.com, and just Google it. Oh, my gosh, it's all over. Great stuff, Chuck. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we got more coming up from NBAA next. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm getting pretty good, just trying to figure out these landings.
Increase altitude.
It always says it. No, I'm trying to land.
Terrain alert.
I know there's terrain. I'm trying to land on the terrain.
Terrain alert. Pull up.
I will not. I am my own person.
Pull up. Terrain alert. Pull up. Terrain alert.
Damn it.
Landing unsuccessful.
Yeah, I saw you, freaking dog.
Yeah. This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith. We are navigating the latest aviation news and information here at the NBAA show, right here in our backyard of Orlando. And that's Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. And you got to wonder, where the hell is he? Usually we got flying celebrities all, you know, walking the aisles, other than Keith and myself. So no Bruce Dickinson, I haven't seen him. Harrison Ford, you know, where's all the big guns?
Not this time. Harrison, we've seen him before.
Well, we have, but I mean, where are they? They don't come to the Orlando show as much as they do when the show's out in Vegas. You know what I mean?
Well, we did see Harrison here, but that was at night. He only comes out at night.
So says Keith. He has this whole big story how he ran into Harrison Ford back in the day. He's the only one who can back it up because he has no proof, no picture proof or anything, do you?
Ed.
He paid off Ed. Anyway, Angela from ForeFlight is with us. Angela, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys?
You're a celebrity in your own right. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Have you seen any of those folks? Have you seen Harrison Ford or anyone here at the show this week? Or no?
I have not. You guys are the most famous people I've seen all week.
Well, the threshold is so low. Surely there'll be somebody from a car wash or something. She goes, oh, now, finally. Anyway, what's going on with ForeFlight? You guys are obviously here promoting the software and the program to all these business aviators, right?
We are. We're here. We're here in force. And I have to say, I think this is probably the busiest NBAA we have had yet.
It is cranking, isn't it?
A great show for us. A lot of excitement about some of the new things that we've been working on recently and also just within the last couple of years.
Being received very well.
It is, yes.
What's a bigger market for ForeFlight? I'm guessing it's the GA group, isn't it? Because, I mean, you guys just, you own that segment. I mean, I saw that latest poll that was informal from AOPA. It was like 99% of the people use ForeFlight. I might be exaggerating just a little bit, but boy, it is impressive the market share you guys own in this this category for GA. Is it similar in for business, or are you guys more, you know, working into that segment now?
Yeah. So it was, the survey was amazing. It's just great to get that confirmation of the adoption, and people are finding it a valuable tool. And that is our roots. GA is our roots. That's our core customer, core audience. What we have found over the last few years, folks who know ForeFlight from their GA flying or taking ForeFlight into their professional roles as pro pilots. And that was kind of our leg in to,
right,
to the bigger flight departments. And so we were kind of drawn into that and began listening to that, to those customers as well, and the things we needed to build to support, you know, more flight operation environment, larger aircraft, bigger mission.
Easy transition.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily easy for you, but that's what they wanted you to make it easier for them to be going from their private flying into their business stuff. So you're working that here, and people that are flying jets and the corporate guys are starting to embrace it as well, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So much of the core product, it's valuable for, you know, matter what mission you're flying. Everyone needs access to the data, charts, planning, being able to file a flight plan. So a lot of the core capability really translated very well from GA into business aviation.
It really is amazing. Every time you go back and open up my app of ForeFlight, I'm like, holy crap, there's something new. You know, it's like you guys are constantly coming up with new features and very practical stuff. And it really is driven from the end user. You guys just get these emails from guys like, hey, have you ever thought about adding this? And you talk to the programmers, they say, we can do that, that kind of thing. That's how it's evolved over time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, most of us within ForeFlight are we're pilots ourselves, so we know the things that are important to us and things we want to see. And a lot of times it's just confirmation, all the feedback we get from customers. It's like, yeah, we want to see those things too, and it just helps us prioritize our roadmap. You know, the more votes we have for this feature or that feature, then that can affect where we put that, you know, in the development process. So.
Absolutely. Now, Keith, as a teaching tool, ForeFlight is indispensable, and for me, it kind of does everything I don't want to do. Is that a plus or a minus from a teaching perspective?
It is definitely a plus, and I can attest from just private pilot all the way up, because I fly corporate jets as well. I use it throughout the whole gamut of airplanes that I fly. But teaching somebody to use ForeFlight as a private, is so much better than some of the other applications that are out there.
Yeah, it's very intuitive. I mean, even an idiot like me can figure it out. That's what's you guys have made it very accessible and easy to understand and logical. You know, if you can operate your iPhone, you can kind of get into ForeFlight pretty quickly and know how to navigate around, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear that from you guys. That's because that's the intent.
We're fans.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
part of that 99%.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about the hottest feature, the recent feature? What's been creating the most buzz for ForeFlight, you think? Is there one particular thing that's come out in the last few months or weeks or whatever? Or what do you think?
Well, there's been a couple of things. For, you know, here at NBAA, I think the big thing that has caught people's eye is PDC. If you're not familiar, that's a pre-departure clearance, and it's a service where when someone files a flight plan through ForeFlight, they can receive their actual IFR clearance through a text message right onto their phone or their iPad. And
don't got to call them, don't got to talk.
That's right.
Yeah, Dennis was telling me about that. He said, Greg, I know how terrible you are on the radio. I listen to the show every week. This will be a benefit to you.
Yep. No more talkie. Just get the text and go.
ForeFlight.com. Go there. You get all the latest info and make sure you keep your subscription up to date. And we'll have to end it at that for our coverage from NBA. Thank you so much, Angela.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you guys.
You got it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.